From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Washington criticizes the Assad-Putin meeting in Moscow. The White House has criticized Russia for Tuesday's meeting in Moscow between embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. A White House spokesman says giving Mr. Assad the red carpet treatment, given his use of chemical weapons against his own people, is at odds with Russia's stated goal of a political transition. He said Russia is propping up the Syrian leader who launched a civil war, allowed extremists to flourish, and created the worst post-war humanitarian crisis. Another U.S. spokesman, John Kirby, Wednesday said Washington was not surprised by the visit.
Moscow and Damascus have a relationship, have had one. Obviously now Russian military aircraft and military forces are increasing their support in tangible ways to the Assad regime. So that they continue to do that remains just as much an issue of concern for us as it was before his visit to Moscow.
Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov meets Friday with American, Turkish, and Saudi diplomats on Syria. More than a dozen South African universities have temporarily closed their doors amid a swelling wave of student protests over proposed tuition and fee hikes. Protesters clashed with police Wednesday outside Parliament in Cape Town. Student Samila Dondashi admits with exams pending, there's no perfect time to protest.
When is the perfect time to protest? If we had protested 2 months ago, people would have said, oh no, you shouldn't have protested now. It's too late. You should have done it in January. If we protest in January, oh no, the year just started. You'll scare the first years. If we protest in March, no, we're about to go on holiday. There's no perfect time for a protest.
Protests started last week over a proposed 10% increase. Since then, the Twitter hashtag Fees Must Fall has spread across social media platforms. This is VOA News. Information from the private email account of the Director of Central Intelligence, John Brennan, is being made public Thursday. WikiLeaks has posted several documents, including what appear to be drafts, about the challenges facing the U.S. intelligence community and recommendations for how the U.S. should deal with Iran. A CIA spokesman says there's no indication any of the documents are classified. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on Israeli and Palestinian leaders to work to defuse a deadly wave of violence. Mr. Ban met Wednesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank town of Ramallah.
When there is a confrontation or violence, I have been urging Israeli side that please exercise maximum restraint. And I have urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to take urgent action, not to give any perception of impunity, and take a thorough investigation to those killings.
Mr. Ban Wednesday ended 2 days of talks aimed at calming weeks of unrest that has left at least 8 Israelis and more than 40 Palestinians dead. The Israeli leader held talks in Germany with Chancellor Angela Merkel. He is to meet Thursday with Secretary of State John Kerry and EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini in Berlin. The leader of the Republic of Congo's opposition, Congolese Movement for Democracy and Integral Development, says opposition and civil society groups will meet with envoys of the U.S. and the European Union Thursday to talk about Sunday's planned constitutional referendum on term limits and age limits that would extend the rule of President Denis Sassou Nguesso, currently barred from seeking a third term. Meanwhile, there were more protests in Brazzaville Wednesday. On Tuesday, police fired on protesters, killing 4. Mr. Sassou Nguesso has been in office for 31 of the past 36 years. Sudan on Wednesday began releasing rations destined for international peacekeepers serving in the western Darfur region that had been blocked for weeks in Port Sudan. Last week, the United Nations accused Khartoum of withholding supplies for the UN African Union mission known as UNAMID, making it difficult for the 20,000-member force to do its job. The peacekeepers, who have been deployed since 2007, aim to prevent further bloodshed from an insurgency that has left hundreds of thousands dead and driven millions from their homes in more than a decade. A Scottish nurse who contracted Ebola while serving in Sierra Leone and suffered a relapse has now been diagnosed with meningitis. 39-year-old Pauline Kafferke is recovering in London at a hospital and is said to be responding well to treatment. She was listed as critical just last week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.